بكل دكتورس سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Every day is a new day. Every hour is a new hour. Every week is a new week. Every year is a new year. And everything new means something that didn't happen before. If it has happened before, it is old. So what is the difference between new and old? Old is something that we have observed or experienced or knew about from someone else that had passed in the history. And it became history. And what is new is something that being born new, like a new child is born. They say that everyone has a birthday that every year he remembers. That was the day of his birthday. His every year past is a new year that is going to have something new for him. Similarly, every year you have to file an income tax and that income tax depends on what you have achieved that year. So it is new. Might be a new income that didn't happen before. You cannot say everything is the same? No. كل يوم هو في شأن, Allah said. Every day for him, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reveals something different to his servant. He gives order different to his servant, adding up on what they have achieved before or what they have done before. And always there must be something new, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Khalaq. He is always the creator. Khalaq means always creating. Khaliq, the creator. A creator means a continuous, non-stopping appearances comes and appears from his ocean of Kudra. All of them are there in that ocean. When his will comes, the sifa of attributes, the attribute of knowledge, will know it. Immediately it activates the power, the ocean of power to create it. Like people, they make a plan for building a building. They will say blueprint. So they have the knowledge, they put it down,
they passed it to another office to execute it, to build it. They have the manpower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need manpower. As soon as His will comes for something, it appears in the ocean of knowledge, attribute of knowledge, comes out in that attribute. That attribute will pass it immediately to Bahr al-Qudra. Ocean of power is created, it appears. When Allah wants something to happen, it's going to happen. And that's why everything, every moment is a new moment. It carries a lot of millions and billions of information. Like a cell in a body, the body has trillions and trillions of cells. And every cell has millions and millions of different elements in it, living, protecting it, building, stand, making it to appear. Every moment in this life, in this universe, not trillions and trillions, but infinite number, there is no way to count how much and how many things or appearances can appear and will appear through Allah's greatness. There is no count. Awliya Allah cannot count. They are inheritors of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They inherit from him. Only Prophet knows if Allah wants him to know. And these appearances, every appearance has a wisdom. These billions and billions, infinite number of wisdoms are appearing every moment in this universe that no one can count. It's out of hand. It's out of mind. It's out of anything that you can imagine. And every appearance, it has to have a clearance to appear. Cannot appear without a clearance. It has to come perfect. Like today they say, you want to go to work in the government, you have to have a high clearance if you want to go to classified material. If you don't want to go to classified material, you can have a lower clearance. These appearances that are being created in every moment, infinite numbers of them, many of them are classified. Might be a drop of them, like a drop of an ocean is given to normal people, and the ocean is in the hand of Awliyaullah, all of it classified material. You cannot see it except if you reach a high clearance, that if they give you that information, you understand it. They don't give jewels to children, they give them candy to make them happy. Allah, look, all the things. Jewels they give to people who have been mature. They understand the value of jewels, diamonds. Classified material, who are spiritually classified, are given to Awliyaullah, not given to everyone, like throwing jewels into the hand of ignorance. No, these classified material are being given only to those who understand the value of what they have been given.
And these gratified spiritual materials carry with them information in order that people will be guided to what is good for them, what is benefit them. Everything in this universe is moving in the orbit of reality. في فلك الحقائق. The فلك is like a ship. It has its own orbit that moves in it. And that orbit is the realities of realities. It carries the essence of realities that no one can understand it except Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And out of that reality of realities, Prophet gives to awliyaullah from that center, the essence of reality of realities of that circle, from that center is what's been given to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very highly, not classified only, but top secret. There is classified and above classified there is. That is only for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He released what he wants to release to awliyaullah who are in that circle. The rest are on the circumference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ. What he said,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. صدق الله العظيم.
He said that, and your sun runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing, verse 38. And the moon we have measured for its mansions to traverse till it turns like the old dry curves of day's stalk. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. They all float each in an orbit. And an ayah sign for them is that we bore their offspring in the laden ship of Nuh, and we have created for them of the light their into which they ride. So means وَالشَّمْ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْحَزِيزِ الْحَلِيمِ والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار. Everyone in its orbit, no one can override the other. And all of them, we have given them وآية لهم أن حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. We have
an ayah to them, a sign to them that we have carried their offsprings, all of them, in that orbit, in that boat here, he say, but in the interpretation, we carry all of them in that orbit of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that circle that Muhammad is the center of it, and awliyaullah is what is between the center and the circumference, these radiuses, like radiance of light, and everyone else is the circumference, carrying them over that circumference. And whatever we want them to know, we will send from the center to the circumference through the radius, through the wali, that wali. We let the circumference to know what is coming out from the secret of secret, the reality of reality. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every moment there is something new given to Sayyidina Muhammad. Every moment that new issue comes out. And as that issue comes out, Prophet wants them to know, to awliya Allah, he informed them and they informed their followers. O mu'min, awliya Allah are saying, look at what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has predicted that is going to happen in the future. Prophet has indicated what new is going to come in the future, what that kind of new that is going to happen. He gave a little bit of understanding. He didn't open everything. He opened something to give signs to the Ummah. The Ummah likes to take it, welcome. They don't like to take it, it's up to them. That's why we are coming to this time now where awliyaullah has been dressed. A dress that every moment a new dress they are being given. It's open in that Laylatul Qadr, that Thursday. That past Thursday of Ramadan 1423. They are opened, it's open for awliyaullah in new dress. And they have been dressed that new dress, and they dressed whom they like from that new dress. Those who have been dressed from that dress, from awliya Allah, they dressed their followers from that dress. Alhamdulillah that our master, may Allah give him long life, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, and this is our belief, has been dressed from that dress. And in return, he dressed us from that dress. He said that I am dressing you with a dress that will put haiba, majestic power, in the heart of people who look at you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran to Prophet, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. In Allah's favors, what He gives you, you tell. From that, I'm saying that with all humility, that dress that Maulana has dressed his representative here was a heavy dress from that majestic dress that he was being granted and honored by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on that Thursday. He said, I am giving you that dress to wherever you go, every door will be open for you. And everyone will be happy with you, and you are going to represent me and standing at my foot, at my feet, representing me to high people in dunya wise and to sincere people dunya wise. And I am dressing you three dresses and I am making it publicly. One dress was granted from Mahdi alayhi salam to you through Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Faiz al-Dawsani, through me, and you are known between Khulafa al-Mahdi as Samir al-Haq Zain al-Abidin. Second, I'm dressing you from Mahdi alayhi salam through Grand Sheikh, from Rijal al-Ishraqiyun through Madad al-Haq Hujjatullah al-Mukhlis. Third dress, I am dressing you from Al-A'imma Al-Mudabbirun Wal-Rijal Al-Mukinun, from a certain category of awliya, from Al-A'imma Al-Mudabbirun, the imams that they can arrange things together, Wal-Rijal Al-Mukinun, I am dressing you with that dress of Muradullah Al-Zakir. These three titles you will be carrying, and publicly I am announcing it because it is coming very near now, very big openings coming to bring peace on earth through Mahdi alayhi salam and through Jesus alayhi salam Sayyidina Isa. By that permission, I have been ordered to speak tonight. If that permission was not granted by Maulana Sheikh, never I will say one word. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah support us, and may Allah keep us on as-sirat al-mustaqim, and whatever mistake comes from us, may Allah forgive us and correct us. And I will leave it here until we see what comes next in the future, if they want to say more. That is the only what has been asked me to say, and I said it. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmatul fatiha.
والصلاة والسلام عليك وعلى آلك وأصحابك أجمعين.